Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating paradox in the financial world, the AI debt paradox. We're seeing an explosion in demand for capital to fund the AI revolution, yet credit spreads are surprisingly tight. It's a situation that defies traditional economic logic, and we're going to explore why.
Exactly. It's quite counterintuitive, isn't it? All this talk of a $10 trillion build-out for AI infrastructure, which by all rights should be driving up borrowing costs, and yet, here we are with remarkably stable credit markets. It really makes you wonder if we're heading for a bubble or if there's something more fundamental at play.
That's precisely the tension we want to unpack. We'll be drawing insights from a recent discussion on Bloomberg Real Yield featuring Maureen O'Connor from Wells Fargo and Amanda Lynam from BlackRock. Their conversation really shed light on how experts are navigating this seemingly contradictory landscape. It's a story about immense capital deployment clashing with the resilience of credit markets.
I'm really looking forward to that. Understanding the forces suppressing borrowing costs, especially when AI-related debt issuance is soaring, is crucial for anyone involved in finance or even just trying to make sense of the current economic climate. It's a convergence of innovation, market mechanics, and investor psychology.
Let's start by breaking down what exactly tight credit spreads mean in the bond market. For investors, it signifies a smaller premium they demand for holding a corporate bond over a risk-free benchmark like a U.S. Treasury. This means they're accepting less compensation for taking on credit risk.
And for corporate borrowers, that translates directly into lower borrowing costs. When spreads are tight, issuing debt becomes cheaper, making it more attractive to finance operations, expansions, or, in this case, massive technological overhauls like AI. The market is essentially signaling a high degree of confidence in these entities' ability to repay.
But why this strong demand for high-grade debt right now? While AI is a huge narrative, it's not the only factor. We have to consider the broader macroeconomic picture. For years, central banks kept monetary policy accommodative, flooding markets with liquidity.
That's right. Even with rising rates, a significant amount of capital is still on the sidelines, searching for yield in an uncertain economic environment. Investors are looking for safe havens, and high-grade corporate debt, especially from established companies, often fits that bill compared to more volatile assets.
The lingering effects of central bank policies are definitely shaping current spread levels. Even with quantitative tightening and higher benchmark rates, the sheer volume of liquidity injected over the past decade hasn't entirely dissipated. This liquidity acts as a constant bid under the market, absorbing new issuance and keeping spreads compressed.
It's like a deep well of capital ready to be deployed. When new, high-quality debt comes to market, there are many willing buyers seeking reasonable returns without excessive risk. This environment makes it easier for companies to issue debt at attractive rates, regardless of the specific purpose.
Comparing current issuance to historical periods of rapid tech investment, like the dot-com boom, reveals interesting parallels but also crucial differences. Today's market is more mature, with sophisticated instruments and a greater focus on credit quality.
Indeed. What we're seeing now feels less like pure speculative fervor and more like a measured, albeit intense, demand from companies with generally stronger balance sheets and more proven business models than many of those in the late 90s. It's a different landscape.
Let's illustrate the mechanics. There's an inverse relationship between bond prices and yields. When demand for bonds increases, their prices rise, and their yields fall. Credit spreads naturally compress when a corporate bond's price is bid up due to high demand.
This flight to quality is powerful. Even companies heavily investing in speculative areas like AI can benefit if they're perceived as fundamentally sound. The market is willing to overlook some risks associated with aggressive expansion because overall credit demand is strong and perceived alternatives offer less return or more volatility.
Now, let's delve into the sheer scale of AI infrastructure demand. That projected $10 trillion figure isn't just abstract, it represents concrete needs: data centers, advanced semiconductors, massive power grids, cooling systems, servers, and networking equipment.
It's a multifaceted undertaking requiring diverse physical and digital assets. Identifying the primary borrowers shows a clear pattern: major tech companies involved in chip manufacturing, cloud computing, and AI software development are leading the charge.
But it's not limited to the tech giants. Companies in telecommunications upgrading networks for increased data traffic, and even traditional industries undergoing digital transformation, are contributing to this demand. The scale of issuance required is immense. These are transformative capital expenditures.
And the role of traditional lenders is evolving. We're seeing specialized financing structures emerge for these large-scale, long-term AI projects. Think project finance deals, infrastructure funds, and direct investment from sovereign wealth funds. A broad spectrum of lenders is involved.
The sheer volume of this concentrated demand for debt is undoubtedly a factor that could create imbalances or stress points. Even if current spreads don't reflect it yet, the concentration of borrowing in one massive sector warrants close watching.
It's like a large river receiving numerous tributaries. The overall flow might be manageable now, but the increased volume demands attention. This brings us to a specific case study that can illuminate these broader trends: Oracle.
Absolutely. The Oracle debt risk discussion serves as a microcosm of this larger macro trend. Oracle, a long-standing player in enterprise software, is making significant investments in cloud infrastructure and AI, which naturally necessitates substantial capital expenditure funded partly by debt.
Analyzing Oracle's debt profile, its leverage, its ability to service that debt, and its overall creditworthiness provides a concrete lens. The implications of increased debt on any company's financial profile are significant, impacting interest payments, principal repayment, and potentially credit ratings.
And the market's reaction, or perhaps lack thereof, to Oracle's increasing debt load offers clues. If the market is comfortable with Oracle taking on more debt for AI, it suggests a general confidence in the long-term profitability of these AI ventures. But is this confidence fully warranted?
That's the critical question. It raises concerns about whether this comfort is a symptom of a broader market tendency to overlook leverage in pursuit of growth. This case study acts as a crucial indicator, helping us identify potential systemic risks masked by seemingly stable credit markets.
This leads us directly to the pervasive fear of a bubble. What are the specific indicators or scenarios that could signal an impending correction in this AI-driven debt market? One key concern is the dynamic of lenders lining up to throw cash at these projects.
While it signals confidence, it also carries the risk of irrational exuberance. When capital flows too easily and lender competition intensifies, due diligence can be compressed, increasing the risk of overleveraging. Companies might finance AI ventures beyond their sustainable capacity.
The risk of overleveraging is indeed critical. As companies race to build AI capabilities, the temptation to finance ambitious projects with debt, even with uncertain returns or extended profitability timelines, is high. This can create a precarious financial situation if market conditions shift or AI investments underperform.
And then there's the interconnectedness of AI infrastructure. The entire ecosystem relies on the stable, long-term financing of numerous components. A disruption in one area could have cascading effects, potentially triggering defaults and wider market instability.
Think of it like a Jenga tower. Each debt-funded AI project is a block. As more blocks are added, the tower grows, representing investment and potential returns. But each block also adds weight and complexity. Too many unstable blocks, and the whole structure becomes precarious.
A slight nudge, a change in market sentiment, or a single default could cause that tower to collapse. The potential consequences for the broader financial system if AI-related debt defaults occurred on a large scale are significant: a credit crunch, equity sell-offs, and a broader economic downturn.
So, how do we navigate this paradox? For investors, the challenge is balancing the allure of AI growth with the potential credit risk in this low-spread environment. This requires rigorous credit analysis, looking beyond headlines to fundamentals and cash flow generation.
Diversification across different types of AI-related debt and sectors is also key to mitigating risk. For issuers, the imperative is responsible debt management. They need to carefully assess the true cost of capital, not just interest rates but long-term financial commitments.
This involves robust financial planning, stress testing scenarios, and ensuring debt levels remain sustainable even under adverse conditions. The role of credit ratings and thorough due diligence cannot be overstated. They provide a baseline, but independent analysis is crucial.
Looking ahead, the question is whether current spread levels will persist or if adjustments are inevitable as AI debt matures and risks become clearer. It's a delicate balance between fostering innovation and maintaining financial stability.
The current environment, with tight spreads and booming AI debt issuance, reflects market optimism about AI's future. But as with any period of rapid expansion, vigilance and a deep understanding of the underlying mechanics are crucial for navigating the path ahead.
Maureen O'Connor and Amanda Lynam on Bloomberg Real Yield really emphasized this tension. O'Connor highlighted the sheer volume of issuance and how investor demand for yield is a powerful force keeping spreads contained, absorbing the massive AI debt offerings.
And Lynam provided that macro perspective, explaining how persistent liquidity from past central bank policies acts as a cushion. Even with higher benchmark rates, a vast pool of capital still seeks relatively safe, income-generating assets, and high-grade corporate debt fits that bill.
It's fascinating how companies are managing their leverage. The market seems to give many AI-focused companies the benefit of the doubt, partly due to strong current or projected revenue growth from AI. The narrative is that future earnings potential justifies higher current debt levels.
But as we touched upon with the Jenga analogy, relying solely on future potential to service present debt creates inherent fragility. A shift in market sentiment, a slowdown in AI adoption, or a misstep by a major player could quickly expose the underlying risks currently masked by tight spreads and optimistic projections.
It truly is a delicate dance between enabling groundbreaking innovation and maintaining essential financial discipline. The experts' insights underscore the need for careful analysis in this evolving landscape.
And that brings us to our summary. Let's look at the key factors at play in this AI debt paradox. First, the massive AI capital demand. The strength here is the significant investment driving tech advancement and creating opportunities. The challenge is the potential for concentrated systemic risk and over-leveraging due to FOMO.
Next, credit spread levels. The strength is the high market confidence and lower borrowing costs, facilitated by ample liquidity and a flight to quality. The challenge is that these tight spreads might mask underlying risks, potentially leading to underpricing of credit risk and rapid widening if sentiment shifts.
Then, investor appetite. The strength lies in the significant capital on the sidelines seeking yield, viewing high-grade AI debt as a relatively safe asset. The challenge is the potential over-reliance on past liquidity, masking current vulnerabilities, and investors overlooking fundamentals for perceived AI growth stories.
Regarding company leverage, the strength is that companies with strong balance sheets can leverage AI narratives to secure financing, with the market often giving established players the benefit of the doubt. The challenge is the inherent risk of over-leveraging for projects with uncertain returns, creating a precarious financial situation.
Finally, market dynamics. The strength is the mature financial markets and focus on credit quality, with new financing structures emerging. The challenge is that the rapid pace of AI development might outstrip traditional risk models, and the interconnectedness of AI infrastructure poses cascading risks.
Looking at the strengths and insights, we see that the massive investment in AI infrastructure is undeniably fueling technological advancement and creating significant opportunities for lenders. The sheer scale of projected spending, like the $10 trillion figure, points to a sustained demand for capital that is absorbing current debt issuance.
Furthermore, the ample liquidity and the investor flight to quality phenomenon are powerful forces keeping credit spreads tight, offering lower borrowing costs for corporations. This environment, combined with the market often giving the benefit of the doubt to established companies investing heavily in future technologies, allows for significant capital deployment.
The development of new, specialized financing structures tailored for large-scale AI projects also represents a significant insight, showing market adaptability. And the fact that companies with strong balance sheets can leverage AI growth narratives to secure debt financing is a testament to their perceived stability.
However, we must also confront the challenges and opportunities. The concentration of borrowing in a single, massive sector like AI presents a significant systemic risk if the underlying assumptions about AI profitability prove incorrect. Overleveraging by companies driven by the fear of missing out, FOMO, could lead to severe financial distress down the line.
The tight credit spreads, while beneficial for borrowers now, may be masking these underlying risks. This could lead to an underpricing of credit risk, and a sudden shift in market sentiment could cause spreads to widen rapidly, dramatically increasing borrowing costs for everyone involved.
There's also the risk that investors might be over-relying on past central bank liquidity, potentially masking current economic vulnerabilities. The focus on yield could lead to overlooking fundamental creditworthiness in favor of speculative AI growth stories, which is a dangerous game.
Moreover, the inherent risk of companies overleveraging for AI projects with uncertain returns and extended profitability timelines creates a precarious financial situation. The interconnectedness of AI infrastructure means that a failure in one critical component could trigger cascading effects across the entire ecosystem.
The rapid pace of AI development could also outstrip traditional risk assessment models, leaving the market vulnerable. It's a complex interplay of immense opportunity and significant potential pitfalls. This brings us to our conclusion.
The conversation with O'Connor and Lynam really underscored the tension between the immense demand for AI capital and the market's current pricing of risk. The tight spreads suggest a confidence that might be outpacing a full understanding of the long-term implications.
O'Connor noted the sheer volume of issuance, with investor demand for yield acting as a powerful force containing spreads. Lynam elaborated on how persistent liquidity from past central bank policies continues to act as a cushion, with a vast pool of capital seeking relatively safe, income-generating assets like high-grade corporate debt.
The narrative that future earnings potential justifies higher current debt levels is compelling, but as we've discussed, relying solely on future potential to service present debt creates inherent fragility. A shift in market sentiment could quickly expose underlying risks.
Ultimately, fostering innovation, especially something as transformative as AI, requires significant investment. However, maintaining financial stability demands prudence and a clear-eyed assessment of risk. The current environment is a testament to market optimism, but vigilance is crucial.
It's a delicate dance between enabling innovation and maintaining financial discipline. This has been a fascinating deep dive into the AI debt paradox. Thanks for joining us on Baga Media, Finance.
Thank you for listening. Remember, this content is for informational purposes only and not financial advice. Consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions. We'll see you next time.